Hello, Largo. Ralph Stewart from Orlando, Florida, giving you guys a read on the individual visual performance category today. Hope you've had a good start to your season, and I wish you guys best of luck today. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I like this kinetic energy we're kind of building here with the movement of the hands. Good initiation and energy coming out of that. Let's continue to define what we want to see with the feet on the run so we're taking a consistent approach. Okay, looking at body alignment as we move around with the horns in playing position for some of the winds. Let's continue to look at relationships, shoulders to hips, especially as we change direction through some of this from our forwards to backwards march. Just be careful that the pelvis isn't pushing forward too much, letting the shoulders get back behind the hips. Okay, slide technique over here on this low brass side of the field is pretty consistent. When we change to the backup march, we see some of the shoulder facings adjust though. So let's work on that difference from forward slide to backward slide. Yeah, looking at the trumpet and trombone group as we come into the halt. Not quite sure everybody understood exactly where that phrase was supposed to end. We got a lot of work to do still with that group on making sure that we know how to slow the feet down so we can move together in tempo a little better. Yeah, flutes and the saxes connected to them rolling around the front part of the tarp here too as well. Just a little bit of phasing in the feet on this part of the field. Yeah, almost saxophone. It's pretty close. Got to just work on weight control when we come into the halt so that we can move immediately into that turn. Good job on the initiation of the stick move right there, percussion. Okay. Yeah, good timing of the feet through this first part of the phrase over here. Just looking at this saxophone group. Yeah, when the little groups separate and step out, let's still work on how many steps that should take and what the timing of the feet should be right there. And be careful, saxophones. Make sure we know how many counts are in that phrase so we don't halt late. Pretty exposed right there for you on the front part of the field. Yeah, on our forward march technique, we've got a lot of differences in toe heights with that roll step technique that we're using. Just want to continue to look at, especially the small folks with small step sizes, see if there's a way we can get them to be a little bit more consistent in the approach as the moderate step size. Good job for the flag soloists right here in the middle of this woodwind group. Good range of motion to the choreography, lower body choreography underneath the equipment. Okay, good leg shape on the backup technique from almost everybody. Nice long straight legs. Got a few bent knees in there, but it's pretty minor. Okay, I like that back to front direction change. Woodwinds had a good control of body weight right there. Be careful on the front to back with the slightly larger step size that we don't let the body get heavy, but we lift up and make ourselves taller and lighter at the moment where we change direction. Okay, good job for the color guard. Both front two rows of weapons. Just nice strong end of the phrase. Yeah, some phasing in the feet over here. Woodwinds around the 40 as we back up into the halt. Keep the eyes on the drum major a little bit more through that idea. Make sure we keep consistent tempo all the way into the halt. Yeah, some folks taking a little bit of long time to adjust to the new halftime tempo. Some of that could be weight control, body weight control, just making sure that we've got good strong balance so that we can control the weight when it's time to make the adjustment. And then some of it too is just making sure that we watch a little more and put that second step right in time with the drum major's hands. Yeah, let's keep looking at tempo of the feet for the color guard as we move up into this halt set. Make sure that we've got a good interpretation of timing right through there. Some people phasing a little bit out of step. The equipment control is pretty good. Let's just now look at the lower body and what's happening from the waist down. Yeah, some folks struggling a little bit in the silence here to maintain control of tempo. Middle of that idea. Yeah, Yeah, the leg shape, the foot placement for the kneeling group over here is pretty consistent as we look through the low brass and into the drums. Good job on the horns up, tubas, and then the few brass players behind them. Nice end of the phrase right there, guys. Good horn angles for this trumpet tuba group over here. Yeah, appreciate all the subtleties of the choreography through this moment. Yeah, timing of this little back and forth leaning and the straightness of the pointed legs and the pointed foot looks good. Yeah, be sure that we're prepared to come out of that last hold set into good tempo, settling in now that we're a little couple counts into the next move. Tempo of the feet in the back middle part of the field. We want to be careful. Make sure we're watching the drum major, not listening forward to the melody that we hear in front of us. Okay, yeah, on your larger backup steps, let's see what we can do moving forward of keeping the upper body separated a little more from the lower body and try to make that as smooth as everything else we've done up to this point. A couple things that apply to that. One is getting this, you know, as much space between the rib cage and your hips as you can so we get that upper body out of the hips. And another is just making sure that we're not pulsing and lifting on each step. But once we get up to that elevated level on our toes, we stay at that same consistent level all the way through the phrase. Yep, good job at the end of the phrase with the horns down too. Yep, like the turn to the back winds is strong. Good control of the slower tempo. I like the toe first technique. And then a nice transition to the heel first technique from the snares right there. Yeah, some weight control things. We could work with the bass drums a little bit on that difficult backup move, keeping the shoulders from getting back behind the hips. If we could keep the shoulders over the hips, they'll be able to maintain control of, I think, into the halt a little bit stronger. Yeah, let's make sure we're aware when the timing of that turn should be, bass drums. Got some phasing in the feet for the winds back here. We're so far away from the center of pulse. We've got to make sure that we're lifting up tall and light so that our weight doesn't affect the tempo of our feet. This quicker tempos, right? As things get quicker, our goal should be taller and lighter, not heavier and lower. Obviously, a lot to still fill in here for us from a content standpoint. Yeah, pretty good job on the control of the tempo of the feet there, drums, as we're pushing around, and any phasing is being corrected pretty quickly. Oh, losing a little bit on the back side of the phrase. The bass drums there. And obviously we've got nothing to watch, so we're gonna have to make sure we rely on knowing the wind phrase real strong. And maybe that's with needing to fill more of this in, maybe that's a non-issue when you get the actual content in place too. So like the horn angles here for the tubas. Got some things we'll want to look at with the baritones. Obviously, you'll probably have drill in this moment too, but just as we get near the back of the show, we just want to continue to work with them on gaining endurance and just maintaining the proper horn angles. Be careful that our hips don't push forward, letting the shoulders get back behind the hips. Yeah, we've got a lot of great things happening here for this to be still relatively early in the season for us. I like the energy and the drive that you see from the performers. I think the step to add to that would be let's see if we can get a level of refinement, making person to person the technique as consistent as possible. Let's look at the differences in the technique between the large step sizes and the small step sizes and see if we can bridge that gap somehow. A lot of it will have to do with just the lift in the body on the backup stuff when it gets faster and larger step sizes. And then it's more about just controlling and finding a way to get toe height, the equal toe height when the smaller step sizes have come forward. Let's be cautious that in our holds we're not heavy and weighted, that we're lifted and the body has energy in those moments. That'll help lock the tempo in a little bit more consistently right from the start when we come out of these long holds and these long phrases where we're tacit. Enjoyed it, guys. Wish you best of luck. Hope to catch you again sometime soon.